Welcome to Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. Richard is an executive communications counselor, coach, and conference speaker with clients throughout the United States and internationally. Communication Matters deals with topics ranging from communicating through the news media, making business presentations, managing crises, and developing leadership presence. Learn more at richardmcewen.com or contact him at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. And McEwen is spelled M-C-K-E-O-W-N. Now, here's Richard.
Well, it's good to have you along for this edition of Communication Matters. You know, when we talk about communication, it is often in the context of making a business presentation, leading a workplace discussion, or perhaps dealing with the news media, making a presentation to a civic club. And all of those are key skills for a professional to have and develop as they progress along their career path. But there's an aspect of communication skills that lies outside those areas, but it impacts not only those who possess it, but those they interact with throughout the course of their careers, and quite frankly, their lives as well. And what I'm talking about is influence. You know, there are people who, by the way they conduct themselves, the way they communicate, and the way they just generally interact with others, well, they come to have an influence on others, positive influence that endures past their day-to-day interaction and their association with people, and it endures past their working lives, and in some cases, endures past their earthly lives as well. And when I speak of influence, I'm not merely talking about authority or power. In fact, in this context, power can be the very antithesis of influence. They are really polar opposites in many respects in terms of determining one's impact on careers, their organization, and their lives, theirs and others. And what I want to do today is walk through several key distinctions, and I've got six, but they're key distinctions that I think should be drawn between influence and power. And keeping these distinctions in mind will help better define influence and perhaps provide a means for you to assess the impact that you have and want to have and give you some measurements against which you can assess and develop your own level of influence on the workplace and on people in general. And the first of these six distinctions I want to talk about is this. Influence is granted while power is wielded. Now think about that for just a minute. No one can really have influence with you unless you allow them to. On the other hand, power can be wielded and imposed. And part of this distinction may have to do with the perceptions of the two. And I think it's clear that influence is the more positive and certainly the more long-lasting. Second, influence is personal, whereas power is positional. Now, this relates to the previous point about influence being granted and power being wielded. The influence is something that has at its core a mutual respect between two people, the one who grants it and the one to whom it is granted. Power is something that often resides in a title or position and little else. One does not have to have a certain position to have influence, certainly. And one does not have influence merely by virtue of position. Now, the third of these six points that I want to make is that influence is respected while power is resented. You know, when it comes to performing for a colleague or a boss, we just want to perform for those to whom we grant influence. That is in stark contrast to having to perform for someone who has a certain amount of power and position over us and our careers. And a final thought on this aspect before we move on to the fourth point. With influence, there is usually a measure of humility in a person that is not generally there with a person who merely has power. And if there is a quality that is more universally admired than humility, I would be hard-pressed to name it, especially when it comes to effective leadership. All right, let's move on to the fourth distinction between influence and power. That being, influence persuades, power pushes. People with influence take the time to make the case for a course of action and why something needs to be done or why a Herculean effort is needed at a particular point or points in the workplace. Someone who merely has power more often affects that same outcome by fiat. They rarely invest the time to explain or gain buy-in for a decision or a course or why that Herculean effort may be needed at points in time. They just push and drive a process rather than persuade and lead people. And there's just not a lot of mentoring going on when someone is driving and pushing you as opposed to persuading, motivating, leading, and yes, even inspiring you. And it is in the persuading, the motivating, the leading, and the inspiring that mentoring happens. Mentoring that helps others develop the skills and mindset necessary to be a person of influence and leadership themselves. Just a couple more and we'll be done. The fifth one I would mention of the six is that influence fosters loyalty. Power fosters fear. Now, I doubt this requires much elaboration. Chances are you know people to whom we are fiercely loyal because of the way they conduct themselves and respect the power or authority of their positions and the way they treat others at all levels, whether these people are able to do something for them or not. Just as likely, you know those who lead an organization with a do this or else type of approach. Oh, we do what we need to do in those situations, but you know, it's really more of a survival mechanism as much as it is anything. And again, it's the difference between fostering loyalty and fostering fear. And the last distinction I would make between influence and power is that influence endures, power expires. Again, think of those people over the course of your life and career who continue to influence you. It might have been a teacher or a coach or your first boss out of college. They don't have the power they once had in terms of impacting your life, but they still have influence to this day and probably will for the rest of your life to one degree or another. They are the ones that challenged you because they believed in you. And over time, you came to realize that it was not just about the work. It was about you and helping you fulfill their potential. They understood the value of human beings rather than just a process. Now, think about those who have wielded power over you at points in your life. Again, it could be a teacher, a coach, a boss. They don't have the power anymore, per se, and we think, well, good riddance for that. And when they do cross our minds, if they do at all anymore, our reaction is generally not a good one. For them, it was only about the work. Again, not that the work is not important, but it was more of a short-term and rather self-absorbed, selfish perspective. Whatever power they had expired the moment they lost their position, or for whatever reason ceased to have power over us. So there you have it. Six thoughts about influence as opposed to power, and I'm just going to recap them quickly before we wrap up. Number one, influence is granted, power is wielded. Number two, influence is personal, power is positional. Number three, influence is respected, power is resented. Number four, influence persuades, power pushes. Number five, influence fosters loyalty, power fosters fear. And lastly, and this is a key one, influence endures and power expires. Those, my friends, are six things to think about in terms of your influence and your legacy, and they are key aspects of positive, impactful, and sustained leadership. And for those of you responsible for mentoring and developing people, they're pretty good reference points that could help you help others lead people and build a lasting legacy of influence. Well, that's it for this edition of Communication Matters. Thanks for joining me this time, and until next time, I'm Richard McEwen.
This has been Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. If there's a topic you would like Richard to address in an upcoming podcast, he wants to hear from you. Email Richard at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com and follow him on Twitter at RKMcEwen. And be sure to visit richardmcewen.com. Communication Matters is a production of Richard McEwen, all rights reserved.